Please take your Bibles, turn to Romans chapter 7. I'll be reading verses 14 and 25. Romans chapter 7, beginning in verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold as a slave to sin. For I do not understand what I am doing, because I do not practice what I want to do. But I do what I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, I agree with the law that it is good. So now, I am no longer the one doing it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh. For the desire to do what is good is with me, but there is no ability to do it. For I do not do the good that I want to do, but I practice the evil that I do not want to do. Now, if I do what I do not want, I am no longer the one that does it, but it is the sin that lives in me. So I discover this law. When I want to do what is good, evil is present with me. For in my inner self, I delight in God's law. But I see a different law in the parts of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and taking me prisoner to the law of sin in the parts of my body. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with my mind, I myself am serving the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin. Thank you, Sam. Sunday, we were looking at the previous verses in chapter 7. And remember, Paul has already told us and explained to us we are free from the slavery to sin. We are no longer bound to do what it said. However, we still have the influence of sin there with us. And then Paul, after he explains that, goes on to, what about the law of God? Is the law of God, do we have it there? Does it apply to us if we've been freed from sin? And then he gives some examples. He said, now, first, when someone dies, the law has no effect on them anymore. And think about it. How many police officers are staking out a cemetery waiting to arrest someone that just got buried? They don't arrest the people that are dead. Because once they're dead, they're free from anything that happened before. They're free from the consequence of the law. And then Paul gives another example. A married woman, if she has a relation with someone else while she's married, she's considered an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she's free to have a relationship with someone else, and she's not considered an adulteress because the death of the spouse frees from that marriage obligation and that marriage commitment. And so Paul is explaining, just as death frees us from the law of man's law, so when we die to sin, when we die to our old way, we're free from the bondage of the law telling us we have to do this and do that, not do this, not do that. We need to follow and bear fruit in keeping with being free. As we look at Galatians chapter 5 for a moment, in his letter to the Galatians, he explains the difference between living to the flesh and living to the Spirit. Beginning in verse 16 of Galatians 5. I say then, walk by the Spirit, and you will certainly not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is against the Spirit, and the Spirit desires what is against the flesh. These are opposed to each other, so that you don't do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, moral impurity, promiscuity, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and anything similar. I am warning you about these things, as I have warned you before, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The law is not against such things. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. And that keep in step is a military term. If you've ever seen a group of soldiers marching in formation, they are keeping in step with everyone else. And so their right foot goes down at the same time, their left foot goes down, and they're in step with each other. Well, that's the illustration that Paul is using. It's a Greek word meaning just soldiers marching in formation. We need to march in formation with the Spirit of God. Back to our passage in Romans 7. Now, Paul says, is the law bad? Since we've been freed from the law, is it bad? So, no. The law is there to show us how sinful sin is. Paul said, if the law was not there, I wouldn't know what coveting was. But once the law said, you shall not covet, Paul said, then I started coveting everything. Just like now when you see a commercial trying to sell you something, you I didn't know that existed, but I want that. I want that car with that feature and that dishwasher that cleans everything without leaving any stains or whatever it is, that perfume, that cologne, that whatever. You didn't know we wanted it until he says, there's something you have to have. And we covet it. And coveting is saying, God, you didn't give me what I think I deserve. And this is something we need. But when we're coveting, we're saying, God didn't provide that. Now, Paul then says he said that we can be free from sin and enslaved to righteousness. Look at verse 13 of chapter 7. Therefore, did what is good become death to me? Absolutely not. On the contrary, sin, in order to be recognized as sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that through the commandment, sin might become sinful beyond measure. A lot of people can be sick and don't want to take medicine until they're convinced they're sick. Because a lot of times the medicine seems worse than the symptoms you're experiencing initially. But when you're shown that you have this disease that only this medicine can cure, then you recognize, I will take the cure. And Paul goes on and says, we know that the law is good, so we also, in verse 14, know that the law is spiritual. That means it didn't come from man. Man didn't invent a set of rules because man doesn't want to follow these rules. It's not somebody's opinion. And it's God's directive of how best we should live, how to be pleasing to Him. And it also reflects on God's character. But then Paul says that I'm of the flesh. I'm not spiritual. I'm not God. I don't have God's mind. I have a fleshly mind. And sin is influencing me. I'm living in a sin-cursed world, in a world where sin is promoted as the preference. And Paul says, I do not understand what I'm doing. Now, if you ask a child sometimes why they did something, they can honestly say, I don't know. I just did it. Paul is saying basically the same thing. Why do I do these things that I don't want to do? I don't know. I'm in turmoil. Why, when I know that God's law is good, do I do that? And what I understand is that sin is living right in me. I don't know if any of you follow any influencers. There's a lot of influencers out there on YouTube, TikTok, and other things that try to influence people to buy something, to stay at a certain place, to eat a certain food, and these people promote different things, different behaviors, promote different products. Many earn a commission by people buying the product. You click a link that they'll provide, and they get a commission by how many people click that link to buy a product from what they're promoting. They might be promoting a hotel chain, a cruise line, a type of food, a type of skincare product. Paul says, I got an influencer living in me. And that influencer living in me is saying, try this sin. Try this sin. It's good. Paul says, that's not what I want to do. I know that God's law is good. But I got this little influencer in me. Now there used to be a little thing out there. You had a little devil standing on one shoulder and a little angel standing on the other. And that's sort of the influencer thing. The little devil on one shoulder would say, do this, ignore what God says. And the little angel would go, ignore what God says. Paul says, influencer is too powerful. What can I do? I'm at war with this influencer in me, and I'm in a mess. But I'm a wretched man. I'm at war with the influencer trying to tell me to follow sin, even though I've been freed from sin. I think that's fair. This is Paul. Later in his ministry, he's still struggling with sin. Sin's influence is still there. We need to remember the answers that Paul gives. How can we be saved from the influencer in our life trying to influence us to sin? Paul doesn't fool us without an answer. Look at verse 24. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? The answers in the next verse. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Who's going to rescue us? God's going to rescue us. Now remember, Paul said, the law is spiritual, but I'm fleshly. I can't win this battle on my own. Who can rescue me from this battle? God can. Paul said, so then, with my mind, I myself am serving the law of God, but with my flesh, the law of sin. But the law of God is spiritual. And I've got that sinful influencer in my life. God is going to give us his spirit to work with us, to counter that old nature, the old sinful nature, that sinful influence we're in our life. That's what chapter 8 starts with. The work of the Spirit of God. We need to understand, I cannot win the battle alone. God gives me His Spirit so I can win the battle. I've been freed from sin, but I still have sin's temptation there. Do this, do that. God gives us Spirit for this. Who are you going to follow? Are you going to follow the influencer saying sin? Do it your way. God's Spirit and to overcome every situation. Christ who stands for all situations we face. Touch us. You will be still. Stand with us. Dear God, I thank you for all you've done. I pray that we will remember that we cannot win the spiritual battle on our own, through our own efforts, but it is through your work in our lives that we can overcome. We've been free from sin, and you have put your Spirit in us to lead us in a way that pleases you. Jesus. Thank you.